Take a moment to think about your web team. Who are they? What are the varying roles that they fulfill? And do you have the right kind of people? Too many of the web teams I work with are not just under-resourced, which is an all too common problem, but made up of entirely the wrong kind of people. The problem is that web teams are formed on the wrong premise. Most web teams are built on two false premises. First, that there is an assumption, a presumption if you like, that the major work of managing a website is technical, and that's just not correct. The biggest challenges of any website is in managing its content. Once the infrastructure is in place, the technical workload should be comparatively low. Almost anybody can be taught to edit the copy on a web page, and anything more complex than that can be outsourced, at least to begin with. However, writing, editing, and removing copy is a much more substantial role, not to mention social media management. Second, most web teams are built around simply maintaining the status quo. Sure, they will occasionally update some copy or correct a few typos. However, there isn't really an ongoing plan to evolve the site, so there's no staff in place to do that. This means many sites stagnate because nobody is actively developing them and keeping up with the competition. At the end of the day, like so many things, you get what you pay for. If you only pay for a small team to maintain the website in its current state, then it will inevitably quickly look out of date in the face of rapid online change. Your competition will be updating your website, other people will be updating their websites, and so yours is going to look stagnant. But it doesn't stop there. You also get what you pay for in terms of the kind of work there is to do. Let me explain, because that might not make sense. Let's say you have a team of developers. Not unusual considering the bias towards thinking of websites as technical. In such a setup, the chances are you're going to have a lot of technical work to do because of the bias of the staff. The website will become very technically heavy, and there will be an increasing amount of technical work. In the end, your team will start moaning about the amount of work, and you'll end up hiring another developer because you have a technical team. In other words, if you want your website to be more content focused or have a more refined design, then you're going to need to hire a content specialist or designer. It might not feel like you've got enough work to keep somebody like this busy, and the developers might actually complain that we shouldn't be hiring a content or designer person because we've got so much technical work, but you need to hire for the future, not for your current workload. You need to be hiring for what you want to do, not what you feel you have to do. So what roles will make up your new team? What roles would make up a good team? We put the cart before the horse when it comes to hiring web teams. Often organisations start by hiring implementers, the people who can actually build and maintain a site. So these are typically front-end coders or developers. If you think about it, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Without somebody to set the direction in which your website is going, it's much like paying a taxi driver to drive around aimlessly. Yes, the taxi driver is doing his job and keeping busy, but it's a waste of time and money. Of course, most organisations don't see it like that. They believe that somebody in marketing will set the direction and that the web team will then implement their vision. At first glance, this might appear to make sense, but there's a couple of flaws in the logic. First, it immediately fragments the web team, with some functions being driven from marketing. Second, marketing have their own job to do and lack the time or knowledge to manage the web effectively. Finally, the web is more than a marketing tool, and so putting it in the hands of a marketeer is to limit its potential. With that in mind, the first hire for most digital teams, I think, should be a digital lead, somebody capable of setting a vision and direction for the site. This person would manage outside contractors, liaise with internal stakeholders, monitor analytics, run split testing, update content, and manage social media channels. There's certainly no shortage of jobs there. Over time, you could expand the team. At first, this might involve bringing in some of those outsourced roles in-house. This might actually mean then hiring some implementers, some front-end coders and developers. An alternative is you might want to take your social media responsibilities and make that a full-time position. Whatever you do as your next hire, it should provide your digital lead time to be more strategic and think out new opportunities that the company could use in digital. They should be looking to the future. I guess what I'm driving at here is that many organizations need to step back and review the web teams that they have. I'm not suggesting they should fire their coders. I am saying, however, that they might want to look at training and equipping some of them to become digital leads and then hiring to fill the gaps. A secondary point here is that a digital team should include all of the roles to run digital rather than having some functions spread across the company. There is a need to unify your team under a strong lead. What I'm curious about is why all of this doesn't happen. What's holding companies back from creating a strong, empowered and well-rounded digital team? I think it's more than just ignorance. I'd love to hear your perspective in the comments. What are the things that you see in the companies that you work for? Who's doing it well? Who's doing it badly? Take a moment to let me know, because I would really like to hear your opinions about why this doesn't seem to work as well as it should.